We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Ron, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. We find the great Michael Irvin on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Dallas Cowboys, great. Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. That's car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf. Michael, it's good to talk to you again. We got some trouble here in Pittsburgh. Matt Canada's offense stinks. It's under fire. It's second last in the league. You had Merrill Hodge on Ben's podcast basically saying this is an amateur offense. You have people in the room, players, saying we got to do this, we got to do that. We don't have an offensive identity. You have the offense is a three-and-out machine. They're minus 57 in plays, snaps, compared to the defense. That hasn't happened here since the merger. What do you make of Canada's offense, and can it be fixed?
And also, you're doing, it's not just you're looking at that offense and waiting on it to get better. You're looking at other offenses around the league and say, well, how did they get that so fast? How did they get this so fast? Why can't we? You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of situation. And boy, and the odd part is I see talent. I see talent, especially at the skill position. I see talent. But no cohesiveness and no straight direction on what we're trying to get done every week.
Michael, what are your thoughts on Mitchell Trubisky? Obviously, Kenny Pickett, a Pitt guy here. People were screaming for him. How do you think Trubisky has played?
I don't, listen. I placed it when we did all the little shows. I said I'll give it to the Jets that October 2nd game against the Jets. That would be coming up here. That I said, okay, that's where I probably believe that I'll be making the change. But Trubisky has played ho hum. It ain't been great enough where you can say ain't no way they're going to make a change. But it's not been so horrific enough that you say, oh, you got to rush him in right now. So now think on this term, okay. So do we continue the course, or do we say, let's try to give it this thing an injection, some little hope here, because I always say hope dictates effort. Maybe we do just try to get him a change, just give him a different look. Let's put the kid in and see what everything else happens, because I believe it'll be a little jolt of energy, and maybe you start seeing something.
Well, Michael, there's always two schools of thought, right, on young quarterbacks. You want to wait, keep him out of it, or do you want to put him through, you know, all the – well, I'll look at your guy, Troy Aikman. He got his ass kicked year one. He was 0-11. He got just pounded. He threw 9 touchdowns, 18 picks, and now that I'm looking at his stats right now, he wasn't good his second year either. He got kicked again,
right.
But he learned. Is that the best route to go?
Right. That's a great question, and let me tell you, the underlying to all of that, and it's not just a physical skill set. Like, you can have a quarterback that's physically ready to go play, but he's going to endure setbacks. He's going to endure struggle, and I got to know, no matter how good he is physically, what is he like, what is his mental like, what is his mentality like? Okay. Does setback make him stand up straight and go fight harder, or does setback put him in a tank? You know, You look at a Troy Aikman, setback was something he's not going to receive and accept. It makes him get up and go fight harder. So you say, hey, we can risk playing this kid. We can risk playing him because it's not going to break him. It may bend him, but it will not break him. And that's what brought greatness out of him. And I believe this kid is a strong kid. He's a little older kid, and he's a strong kid. I don't believe it will break him. I believe it will bend him, but won't break him. And ultimately, like it did Troy Aikman, it will make him. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to that kind of spot.
Michael, would it help if they'd be able to run the ball? And you guys had Emmitt Smith, who ran it pretty well. They haven't been able to run it at all. Is that a reflection of the line, which we think is even a little better than what we projected? And what do you think of Najee Harris so far?
And I like Najee. I think Najee's a talent. And it's so funny, and it's great you asked that question too, because I remember in the beginning, it was Troy and I was here, right? When we went from 1-3 and 13, 1-15, and then we got Emmitt in, and we had that same offensive line those other years. And we're bringing in guys like Terrence Flagler and all of this, and we never got anywhere. We never got anything. Then we drafted Emmitt came with that same offensive line, and all of a sudden we became a team, and everybody said that offensive line was the greatest in the history. I said, I was watching it with the other dudes, and nothing happened. So what I'm saying here is there is a communion between running back and offensive line that I've seen happen, you know. But there has to be a certain talent on both sides. And I do believe Najee Harris has talent. But when you get a running game, it helps the young quarterback so much. But Troy played that first year without Emmitt, without that running game. And I could still tell I pieced it. Going to be with this young man. When he gets it, we're going to skyrocket. And that's why we were so able to turn it around early. We didn't wait 2-3 years to play him. And 2-3 years, we were winning 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Michael Irvin on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline. All right, you played receiver. You make a study of receivers. Who's the best guy here right now? And who will be the best guy here in a few years if they're all still around? Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, or George Pickens?
Right. Oh, my God. Oh. Dude, do you understand the talent y'all got at wide receiver? And I'm not putting – I don't get on a soapbox for it all, but the talent y'all got – I did an autograph show with Chase months ago. Man, I was like, you a big mother. I'm a big dude. But I was standing up. That's not it. And he was talking about getting bigger. He's like, I'm going to about 2. I'm going to put on a little more weight and then get down to a 4-3. He's talking like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? A physical talent, physical skill set, and big, and go get a ball, go low for a ball, and now you got the George Pickett. Can you imagine the excitement? Yeah. Bringing in Kenny and putting it with that group of guys. And I think that would make it an exciting whole situation. And I think you'll see even those receivers take off. Now, you ask me to place on those two right there. I think Claiborne is a more physically gifted wide receiver. To be that big, that strong, that fast, most physically gifted wide receiver. But I think you'll see some spectacular things out of George Pickens.
Didn't we see that the other night in Cleveland? How would
yes.
you rate that catch?
Yes.
That's one of the best we've ever seen, Michael.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It was an incredible grab. You can see the focus on the grab. I mean, it was...
Whoops.
Ballsy.
Guys, quarterback that's learning. Hey, how to throw perfect balls. We got guys that can go up and get it. So that becomes a great covering also. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm sure we got a couple questions here on the NFL. I got to ask you this now that you're on the line. I grew up in Buffalo. I rooted for the Bills in all 4 Super Bowls. Did you guys consider the NFC Championship game your Super Bowl? Did you know you were going to beat the Bills both times?
Now, listen, the first time you walk in a Super Bowl, you were like, okay, you know. All we knew, I'll tell you, the first time we talked about turning around and playing Troy early, and one thing I've always said is because we all played early and we went through those tough times, that's why we were all able to stay together and win three Super Bowls. Because when we turned it around, we used to have team meetings, right, and talk about we're not going to lose again, we're not going to go for this again, we're going to go out here, whatever the coach told, we're just going to get it done. And, man, we just got our butts whooped again. You know what I'm saying? We would get our butts whooped over and over and over. But we kept working on it. And then when we did get to those Super Bowls, when we went in that first NFC Championship game, we sat in the locker room and we said, everybody must be prepared to die for this game. Whatever it takes, we want you to be prepared to die. We worked too hard coming from 1-15 and 3-13 to get here to lose now. We must, and that's the mentality we went into that game with. Now, you go in the Super Bowl, I was like, I had all bravado. I'm ready. I don't care. It's a Super Bowl. I don't need experience. A 20-yard in is a 20-yard in. I don't care where I run a 20-yard in. I can run the Super Bowl or your parking lot. Let's go. I was talking all kind of noise, just running my mouth. And, man, when we walked on that field in that first Super Bowl, man, my knees buckled. I said, oh, God, I've been lying. This ain't the same. This is different, right? I was nervous as I don't know what. And they went up on us. They went up on us. But we were able to turn it around and turn around and win it, man. And I'm going to tell you something. We were able to keep winning because we all, as young guys, played together. You got a lot of young talent. I would put it all together right now and watch that thing turn fast. That's all I'm saying. I'll let y'all go. I ain't going to bother y'all no more. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
That was fabulous.
Well, there's a definitive vote for Pickett, right?
And that logic makes sense to me too, Ron. Go through the tough times together with that quarterback. Have him start to form a connection with his young receivers. Let's get this thing started. What is he waiting for? But then there are examples of guys who have waited too. There are, including Mahomes for the most part. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. And he didn't rip the Bills there, Ron. He had a chance to say, yeah, of course we knew we were going to beat him, and he didn't do it.
Out of respect to you.
I think so. Bryant McFadden coming up next, from an opinionated wide receiver to an opinionated defensive back. This guy's great, McFadden. We'll talk to him next. Maybe we'll ask him about the other side of the ball a little bit. That's coming up next on Cook and Joe. Former Steeler cornerback Bryant McFadden waiting on the line. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Bryant, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking time here. Football analyst for CBSSports.com. Also has a wonderful podcast. Let me ask you this. Rod Woodson, they just had a Football Life about Rod Woodson's life story on NFL Network. If you, who played the position, could choose one cornerback from NFL history, would it be Rod Woodson, Deion Sanders, or somebody else?
Wow. That's how you start off, huh?
Yeah, let's get to it.
You're just throwing a lot of heat my way. Boy. I'm a big-time Rod Woodson fan. I think Rod Woodson is one of the best defensive backs ever. Just the versatility, the ability to play multiple positions in the secondary. He's one of my favorite guys. But if you're talking about just pure cornerback, I go prime. But if you're talking about a guy that can do a lot, I go Rod Woodson.
Bryant, what do you think of the Steelers' offense, in particular the quarterback, Trubisky? Now, Mike Tomlin just did his weekly press conference saying they have to stay the course, tune out the noise, continue to work. He's not making any changes, even though this town wants Kenny Pickett.
I mean, right now it seems to be a disappointing thing from the offense, because I think all of us as fans expected more based on what we saw throughout preseason, based on the hype coming from preseason, coming from training camp down in Latrobe. We really thought this offense would be, you know, pretty entertaining. And so far we haven't seen that, especially when in regards to putting points on the scoreboard. So that's why it's been so hard for us all to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers offense, because we really thought this offense would be much improved from what we saw last year. Man, if you think about what we saw last year, especially at this point, it's safe to say last year's offense is better than this year's offense in 3 weeks of play.
Would you make a change at quarterback?
You know what? I think this New York Jets game will be the final measuring stick if we will see a change at the quarterback position. Me personally, I thought Trubisky was the right choice coming out of training camp, but all of the issues are not solely on his shoulders. But when things are not going right offensively, you know the person who receives all the criticism, all the flack, is the quarterback. So I think going with Trubisky against the Jets is another opportunity to show that he's deserving of being the starting quarterback. But, guys, if we lose, especially in an effort where the offense is not productive, I think Kenny Pickett will be the starting quarterback going into week 5.
You know, we just had Michael Irvin on, Brian, and he said that, you know, he came in with Troy Aikman, and they really struggled for a year or two. But they put Aikman in as a young guy, and they got better. They learned. And it was the best thing that happened to them. Can you make that argument for Pickett now? Although Tomlin seems to be hesitant to use him, maybe he doesn't think he's ready. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes you see, when you see a change at the quarterback position, it does something to the morale of the team. You know what I mean? It kind of get guys together. Now, also, too, you must remember the main reason why we heard the Pittsburgh Steelers decided to draft Kenny Pickett in the first round and make him the first quarterback off the board was that they felt he was the most pro-ready quarterback. And if that's the case, then at some point in time, let's see how ready he is. And, you know, the coaches and the players there know exactly what Kenny has been doing so far. But for us, the sample size that we saw was throughout training camp, was throughout preseason. And each week during training camp, especially during the preseason games, he got better. So me personally, if you felt like he was the most pro-ready quarterback in the draft, if our offense continues to stay stagnant, let's throw him in the fire.
How about looking at it this way? You played on some great defenses. If your defense, your guys, back when you were in Pittsburgh, were getting ready to face the Steelers now, I realize that would be an inter-squad scrimmage, but let's say you were just getting ready to face them. Would you rather go against Trubisky, licking your chops going after him, or would you rather have the Steelers put the rookie in there and go after him?
Now, that's a good question because, you know, the defenses I played with, and we, especially under Dick LeBeau, you know, we used to love rookie quarterbacks. Dick LeBeau had an unbelievable record against rookie quarterbacks. I don't know the exact number, but it was amazing. But for us, I think we would rather either or. Probably the young guy, because we can confuse young quarterbacks easier than older quarterbacks. You know, disguising was something that we oftentimes did, and we benefited from that, especially when you talk about Troy and the way we communicated in the back end. So I probably would say the young guy, just from the standpoint of, you know, the last legit game, meaningful defense that he saw in a meaningful game was college. And what we did defensively was night and day compared to what quarterbacks see on the college field.
Brian, speaking of the Steelers' defense, I know they've been on the field a long time, and I know they haven't had T.J. Watt the last two games, but they haven't been able to stop the run the last two games. What do you see when you look at the Steelers' defense?
Yeah, they're vulnerable to ground and pound attacks. And when you put that type of tape out there, be prepared to own it and see that week in and week out until you stop it. And that's something that we got to get stout in the interior of our defensive front. I mean, we see too many guys, you know, stuck on blocks. And because of that, you know, they get to the second level and attack the block, the linebackers. Nick Chubb is one of the best backs in the game. So we know who Nick Chubb is, especially when he get in rhythm. But this should be a bounce back week against the Jets. We can't have a letdown in stopping the Jets running game, because if we can't stop the Jets running game, there's some holes that we need to fill.
Brian McFadden, former Steelers corner, All Things Covered podcast. You should listen to it. You recently tweeted, Bryant, that the Eagles, let me get this right, Eagles might be the best team in the NFL right now. You take them over anybody right now?
Right now, no question. No question. Like, okay, I don't need to talk about Jalen Hurts. We've seen how good he's been. I think he's exceeded the expectations. Let's talk about the defense. Let's just talk about the defense. Let's start the conversation in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles with their defense first. Their defense can put pressure on you. They can sack you. They can make life miserable for the opposing quarterback they're going against. And the linebackers in the secondary, man, just being able to add guys like Hassan Reddick, Bradbury, along with everything else, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, man, they got some veteran players that know how to play big-time football. So I like what they're doing just on the defensive side alone. And then, of course, when you talk about balance, I think they're the most balanced team in the National Football League. The way they can run the football and the way Jalen Hurts is throwing the football right now as well, yes, I think they're the best team in the NFL right now in 3 weeks in play.
Brian, you mentioned this has to be a bounce-back week. The Jets, after this week, they got to go to Buffalo, Tampa Bay at home, at Miami, at Philadelphia. How do you see the Steelers coming out of that stretch?
They got to win the games they're supposed to win. And that's why a game like last Thursday is a tough loss. It's a tough loss because they were good enough to win that ball game. So looking at the stretch they have going forward, the Jets is a winnable ball game. The Jets is a team that has right now, in the reality side of things, playoff aspirations is not a real legit thing for the Jets, and you got to treat them as such.
Bryant, I have a little game for you at the end. It's called Yes or No. Are you willing to play this game?
Sure.
That's all you have to answer with is a yes or a no, no elaboration.
Gotcha.
Do you believe in Tua?
Yes.
Patriots and Belichick are done as Super Bowl contenders.
Yes.
Lamar's the MVP right now.
Yes.
Bengals win AFC North.
No.
Bills win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I like that one. Tom Brady will still have a great season.
Yes.
And lastly, the Steelers will again wind up with a winning record and sneak into the playoffs.
Yes.
Oh, Ron, you got to follow up on that one.
Bryant, they're 1-2, and I just mentioned the stretch of games they have ahead. The defense has been bad, and the offense has been not good enough. I'm curious why you think they can still have a winning record and make the playoffs.
Number 8 will save our season. Kenny Pickett will save our season. And I might be a little bit financially biased towards Kenny Pickett because when we drafted him, I did put money on Kenny's name to win Rookie of the Year. So I would definitely feel good about that. But I think Kenny Pickett, if he gets an opportunity to jump in, man, we're going to see a different type ball club.
That great. Is beautiful.
Great stuff, man.
You're great in media. Love listening to you. The podcast is called All Things Covered. Thanks, Bryant.
Thank you.
See you, man.
Well, it's two rave reviews for Pickett, or calls for Pickett to take over.
Three if you want to add Rod Woodson from last week.
Right.
It's
the groundswell is mounting.
The groundswell. How about that? We got to bring this back, Ron. I thought Michael Irvin had a pretty interesting rationale for playing Pickett. You just heard Bryant McFadden, and I sort of see this like, wait a second. We're all thinking this could happen at the break if Trubisky continues to struggle. But isn't the Jets, the last straw? If he's not good here.
This is still the time to do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We'll replay a couple of those quotes. You should hear them if you didn't hear Irvin. We'll play that quote and we'll play what Bryant McFadden just said.
And you also can get this on Odyssey, right? Odyssey.com,
that's right.
These interviews.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen to them. They're good.
You can listen to us live, as a matter of fact. I'm glad you mentioned that on the Odyssey app, 937thefan.com, Odyssey.com. The yes or no game was a big hit, Ron, wasn't it?
It was very good. I know the one answer you love better than any of them.
The Bills are going to win the
Super
Bowl.
The Bills win the Super Bowl.
He also said
he answered yes to everything.
The Bengals won't win the AFC North. That was his only no. Lamar's the MVP. Patriots done. He believes in Tua, and Brady will still have a great year. But, wow, the Steelers have a winning record, he says, McFadden, because they're going to put number 8 in there and rally around him.
Because number 8's going to save the season.
Folesy went nuts back there when he said that, Ron.
I know. Folesy's been lobbying.
Wow. Tomlin, let's talk about
Mike
all this.
Mike Tomlin calls it noise, and he doesn't say noise. We're going to ignore it.
Incredible. Let's
talk
about
it. I agree with him necessarily, B-Mac, but I was glad to hear him say it.
That was an incredible hour. I mean, Tomlin, B-Mac, and Irvin. Let's talk about all of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.